Rosie with my co-host,
Cadence.
And you're listening to Time Out Podcast. Today we'll be discussing water and the topics of our water.
And other things, because I get off topic.
Yes, she does. So, what about oceans? Oceans are kind of creepy, you know? You never know how deep an ocean is and what lies beneath your feet as you're in the ocean.
Seaweed and sand and spooky stuff.
Sure.
I mean, that's really...
I mean, and also, an ocean can, like, drown you. Like, an ocean can kill you.
I think any body of water can kill necessarily anyone or anything except fish and stuff that breathes water.
Well, like, an ocean can be really pretty at, like, nighttime and sunrises and sunsets, but an ocean, it's dangerous.
Well, I think it's not... The ocean is pretty beautiful, but I think the sky helps fit it in, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the creepier thing is not really the ocean itself, but, like, what is in the ocean.
Yeah, and also, water and the pressure and stuff can, like, kill you. You can drown. You can, like, die from a creature that's, like, unknown.
Mm-hmm. And not really anybody would, like, know how you died. You wouldn't be able to have a funeral. You wouldn't be, like... There wouldn't be any trace of you, except maybe some people remembering you or family photos.
Or, like, bones and blood and stuff.
You're not going to be able to distinctively find somebody's bones or their clothing or not even their gear because the ocean is so big. And it would most likely sink to the bottom.
But I think the only one, like, the only few people that know the most about the ocean is the scientists of the ocean, and also the divers, because divers, they have an oxygen tank, right? So they can go under farther than we possibly could without an oxygen tank and see what's really going on. They could discover something groundbreaking.
They could also discover something utterly terrifying, maybe?
They can discover stuff that can help solve a crime case from, like, 10 years ago.
There is this YouTuber, and I think I used to watch him maybe a year or two ago, but he looks around in lakes and rivers and just, you know, small bodies of water, and once he found, well, I think this actually may have been a few times, he had found a gun and also a deceased person's ashes.
It's just so terrible to think that someone would use such a beautiful thing against someone else.
I think it's a bit disgusting, too, that people put things in the beautiful ocean and just destroy it. And, I mean, we can stop it, but people just don't feel the need to. And it's really, like, a bad thing, and it's, like, really affecting the Earth.
Yeah, like, so many people lost family members, or truly friends, or people they really cared about.
Or simply just very close items.
Yeah, due to, like, ocean accidents, or, like, something tragic happening.
And it's not even the ocean, it could be other bodies of water.
Yeah, like, you can never truly predict about something with the ocean. Like, rivers can be, like, really harsh water, and there's been, like, countless things of people saying rivers going way too fast, and people can get, like, fallen or sucked up into it.
Including, natural disasters, such as, tsunamis, hurricanes, you know, floods, they're really bad.
Yeah, and this all comes from water. Like, who knew that water, the thing that You take showers and baths. You drink this thing. It can, like, kill you instantly.
I think something pretty strange about water is you depend your life on it. You need it to live, but it can also take your life away in less than a second.
Yeah, like, water is such a crazy thing. Like, water can do so much damage to someone's life. Water can completely, like, disintegrate everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's even things in water that can, like, kill someone or, like, harm someone.
Water is very useful, though. So it's not, like, all bad. Like, we need water to live, we use water to clean, we bathe in water, we drink water, we, you know, we do a lot of stuff that involves water.
Yeah, there's even water in food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, water is just such an amazing and powerful thing. If you, like, really get deep into it and talk about it. Water, like, causes so much tragic crap and everything, but we need water to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, water can, like, help life and also harm life. Like, there's been tragic accidents with, like, waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, things at Disney when they have, like, water rides and stuff.
Mm-hmm. People can fall off, they can drown, you know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of very bad incidents due to water.
Yeah, heck, people even die from, like, liquid or water getting into their lungs.
I think... I'm pretty sure there's a disease where, a fluid, not necessarily water, but a fluid or a mold fills your lungs and you drown from it.
Yeah, like, so many things. Liquid.
Another thing I find pretty strange is that 70% of our body is water, yet we only have a gallon of, well, I'm pretty sure it's less than a gallon, of blood, so where is that water coming from? Because yeah. I don't drink 70% of water.
Yeah. But, like, liquid, it's such a weird, like, concept to think about.
Another thing I just thought about is how, you know how most mammals, they drink breast milk? Yeah, that's not water. So, like, would it be better to feed your child water? Or... the mother's milk.
Well, babies can drink water, but I forget what it was, but if babies drink a bunch of water, something apparently happens.
Yeah, if somebody drinks too much water, I think they can get seriously sick or die from it.
Yeah. Like, water is just such a strange thing to think about.
I think the creatures in water are very interesting, though. Like, yeah. Fish and... whoever, like, you know, sirens, I know it's mythical, but I think whoever came up with it, that's, like, pretty smart, and I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, and you also had to think about, water is, like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many oceans in the world. Many, 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 many.
Many oceans. Well, oceans?
And to think about it, water is what connects us to other places.
Yeah.
Like, our ancestors... went on ships on water. I mean, now we have airplanes to travel across water, and we can see water out the window of the airplane. Sometimes, planes crash into water.
How did Kobe crash? What was his thing? Because I just heard that he crashed.
It was fog, which fog is basically...
it's
water,
like,
mist.
Yeah, it's that. But did he, like, fall into water? Did they fall at an island?
They crashed into something,
they
I believe.
Crashed into something?
Because of fog. But there's, like, rain. Rain comes from the sky, and it's water.
Mm-hmm. The fact that people, you know, rain is, like, water from a lake that comes back up, and people, like, they stick out their tongue, like, ooh, I'm thirsty, I want water.
Yeah, but
I think that's
water
kinda
contains,
gross.
Like, dirt. Water contains a lot of stuff. Like, people say, if you're surviving out on your own, rainwater. I mean, rainwater is good if you're surviving out on your own, but...
no,
I
don't
think. It
has
dirt.
If you boil it, and
so
maybe
much stuff
better?
In it. Maybe, but also, when you boil water, it vaporizes and goes up.
Well, not all of it.
Not all of it, but that's still, like... if you have, like, a full pot of water, and you start heating it up, you'll probably have, like... a big inch of it gone. Like, water controls a lot of stuff in our life.
Well, that's gonna be the end of this episode.
We'll be posting episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Time Out is a podcast with me as a host, Rosie, and with my co-host...
Not me. Cadence. We kind of just talk about whatever is on our mind.
We'll talk about concepts, like how this episode is about water. We'll probably talk about concepts of birth or something.
Baby.
Even though we may not be experienced, we could still talk about experiences from other people that we have heard. Time Out Podcast will most likely be posted around 2 o'clock. For us in our time zone, of course.
We live in North America.
Are we in, like, Eastern time zone?
Yeah, I think.
Well, that's it for Time Out Podcast. Listen on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
See ya.
Hello. I'm Rosie with my co-host,
Cadence.
And you're listening to Time Out Podcast. Today we will be discussing water and the topics of our water.
And other things, because I get off topic.
Yes, she does. So, what about oceans? Oceans are kind of creepy, you know? You never know how deep an ocean is and what lies beneath your feet as you're in the ocean.
Seaweed and sand and spooky stuff.
Sure.
I mean, that's really...
I mean, and also, an ocean can, like, drown you. Like, an ocean can kill you.
I think any body of water can kill necessarily anyone or anything except fish and stuff that breathes water.
Well, like, an ocean can be really pretty at, like, nighttime and sunrises and sunsets, but... An ocean, it's dangerous.
Well, I think it's not... The ocean is pretty beautiful, but I think the sky helps fit it in, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the creepier thing is not really the ocean itself, but, like, what is in the ocean.
Yeah, and also... Water and the pressure and stuff can, like, kill you. You can drown. You can, like, die from a creature that's, like, unknown.
Mm-hmm. And not really anybody would, like, know how you died. You wouldn't be able to have a funeral. You wouldn't be, like, you... There wouldn't be any trace of you. Except maybe some people remembering you or family photos.
Or, like, bones and blood and stuff.
You're not going to be able to distinctively find somebody's bones or their clothing or not even their gear because the ocean is so big and it would most likely sink to the bottom.
But I think the only one, like, the only few people that know the most about the ocean is the scientists of the ocean and also the divers, because divers, they have an oxygen tank, right? So they can go under farther than we possibly could without an oxygen tank and see what's really going on. They could discover something groundbreaking.
They could also discover something utterly terrifying, maybe.
They can discover stuff that can help solve a crime case from, like, 10 years ago.
There is this YouTuber, and I think I used to watch him maybe a year or two ago. But he looks around in lakes and rivers and just, you know, small bodies of water. And once he found, well, I think this actually may have been a few times, he had found a gun. And also a deceased person's ashes.
just so terrible to think that someone would use such a beautiful thing against someone else.
I think it's a bit disgusting too that people put things in the beautiful ocean and just destroy it. And I mean, we can stop it, but people just don't feel the need to. And it's really like a bad thing, and it's like really affecting the earth.
Yeah, like so many people lost family members or truly friends or people they really cared about,
or simply just very close items.
Yeah, due to like ocean accidents or like something tragic happening.
And it's not even the ocean, it could be other bodies of water.
Yeah, like you can never truly predict about something with the ocean. Like rivers can be like really harsh water, and there's been like countless things of people saying rivers going way too fast, and people can get like fallen or sucked up into it.
Including natural disasters such as tsunamis, hurricanes, you know, floods. They're really bad.
Yeah, and this all comes from water. Like, who knew that water, the thing that you take showers and baths, you drink this thing, it can, like, kill you instantly.
I think something pretty strange about water is you depend your life on it. You need it to live, but it can also take your life away in less than a second.
Yeah, like, water is such a crazy thing. Like, water can do so much damage to someone's life. Water can completely, like, disintegrate everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's even things in water that can, like, kill someone or, like, harm someone.
Water is very useful, though. So it's not, like, all bad. Like, we need water to live, we use water to clean, we bathe in water, we drink water, we do a lot of stuff that involves water.
Yeah, there's even water in food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, water is just such an amazing and powerful thing. If you, like, really get deep into it and talk about it. Water, like, causes so much tragic crap and everything, but we need water to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, water can, like, help life and also harm life. Like, there's been tragic accidents with, like, waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, things at Disney when they have, like, water rides and stuff.
Mm-hmm. People can fall off, they can drown, you know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of very bad incidents due to water.
Yeah, heck, people even die from, like, liquid or water getting into their lungs.
I think... I'm pretty sure there's a disease where a fluid, not necessarily water, but a fluid or a mold fills your lungs and you drown from it.
Yeah, like so many things. Liquid.
Another thing I find pretty strange is that 70% of our body is water, yet we only have a gallon of, well, I'm pretty sure it's less than a gallon, of blood. So where is that water coming from? Because yeah. I don't drink 70% of water.
Yeah. But like, liquid, it's such a weird like concept to think about.
Another thing I just thought about is how, you know how most mammals, they drink breast milk? Yeah, that's not water. So like, would it be better to feed your child water or the mother's milk?
Well, babies can drink water, but I forget what it was, but if babies drink a bunch of water, something apparently happens.
Yeah, if somebody drinks too much water, I think they can get seriously sick or die from it.
Yeah. Like, water is just such a strange thing to think about.
I think the creatures in water are very interesting, though. Like, yeah. Fish. And whoever, like, you know, sirens, I know it's mythical, but I think whoever came up with it, that's, like, pretty smart, and I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, and you also have to think about, water is, like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many oceans in the world. Many, 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 many.
Many oceans. Ocean.
And to think about it, water is what connects us to other places.
Yeah.
Like, our ancestors went on ships on water. I mean, now we have airplanes to travel across water, and we can see water out the window of the airplane. Sometimes, planes crash into water.
How did Kobe crash? What was his thing? Because I just heard that he crashed.
It was fog, which fog is basically...
It's
water mist.
Yeah, it's that. But did he, like, fall into water? Did they fall at an island?
They crashed into something, I believe.
They crashed into something?
Because of fog. But there's, like, rain. Rain comes from the sky, and it's water.
Mm-hmm. The fact that people... You know, rain is like water from a lake that comes back up, and people, like, they stick out their tongue like, ooh, I'm thirsty, I want water.
Yeah, but
I think that's
water
kinda
contains,
gross.
Like, dirt. Water contains a lot of stuff. Like, people say, if you're surviving out on your own, rainwater. I mean, rainwater is good if you're surviving out on your own, but
no,
it
I don't
has
think.
Dirt.
If you boil it, and
so
maybe
much stuff in it. Maybe, but also, when you boil water, it vaporizes and goes up.
Well, not all of it.
Not all of it, but that's still, like, if you have, like, a full pot of water and you start heating it up, you'll probably have, like, a big inch of it gone. Like, water controls a lot of stuff in our life.
Well, that's gonna be the end of this episode.
We'll be posting episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Time Out is a podcast with me as a host, Rosie, and with my co-host,
not me, Cadence. We kind of just talk about whatever is on our mind.
We'll talk about concepts, like how this episode is about water. We'll probably talk about concepts of birth or something.
Baby.
Even though we may not be experienced, we could still talk about experiences from other people that we have heard. Time Out podcast will most likely be posted around 2:00 for us in our time zone, of course.
We live in America. We live in North America.
Aren't we in, like, Eastern time zone?
Yeah, I think.
Well, that's it for Time Out podcast. Listen on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
See you.